This is KERA News. Two Texas high schoolers wanted to help doctors and nurses who spend long hours at work away from their kids. So they created Telementors, now a growing program that provides educational and emotional support to children of healthcare and frontline workers. KERA's Alejandro Martinez has this story.
So are you nervous for school, or like, how are you feeling?
I'm a bit nervous because, like, nobody has really done virtual school before ever.
That's 16-year-old Amruth Nandish talking to 10-year-old Jovan Habar. Nandish has been tutoring Habar since June. Habar's mom's a hospital pediatrician in Houston, and the fifth grader is studying for a test to get into private school.
And, you know, I don't like chocolate. Yesterday they got him
a... Nandish is tutoring Habar as part of a program he created called Telementors. It matches the children of healthcare workers with high school volunteers who check in, play card games, draw, and tutor.
I just feel like just giving them an outlet to someone to talk to is almost like having like a friend.
Nandish recalls his own summers alone at home. He's a child of a dentist and a civil engineer who work long hours. When the pandemic started, Nandish heard family members, many of whom are medical professionals, talking about what to do with their kids who are home all the time.
They're like, oh my God, my daughter is just watching TV all day. She's literally not doing anything.
Nandish started calling HR departments at hospitals around Houston, offering to help their staff.
First week I matched a couple of people. They said yes, everyone liked it, and it just kind of kept growing from there.
As more people signed up, Nandish brought in a friend from Dallas to help, 17-year-old Southwick Salati.
I really thought that we could add a level of networking towards it, like advertising it through my student life and getting a lot of tutors there.
They set up a website, created a sign-up page, and a guide for volunteers on how to approach each tutoring session.
Okay, so your mom asked me to just go over some basic things. Let me pull up a worksheet for that, okay?
Amruth Nandish pulls up the worksheet during a Zoom call with Habar, shares a screen, and they work together on a math problem.
1/2 × 5/4.
Habar's mother, Shushma, says this program has lifted a weight off her shoulders. All three of her kids take part in Telementors.
Taking something off my plate, it makes it a little less stressful for me, because during this time, it's stressful for everybody, whether you're frontline or not.
Since May, Telementors has signed up 60 kids in Texas and 4 other states. They've recruited 45 high schoolers who earn community service hours and form connections with younger children.
She loves Peppa Pig, and we love drawing Peppa Pig together. We draw sunsets. We draw plants.
That's 14-year-old Rhea Pawar, who tutors a 3-year-old.
I have to like think of ways to make her focus and want to get her work done, because sometimes she gets a little distracted because a 45-minute class is really long.
And Telementor's co-founder, Southwick Salati, says mentoring doesn't just help the kids.
Overall, it's a testament to how loneliness is something that we take for granted in this time, especially during the coronavirus. So I think that's another thing we try to like lessen the effects of loneliness, because I think it really does do a lot of benefit to not only the kids, but also the high school mentors.
Founder Salati and Nandish say they would like to keep Telementors going even after the pandemic ends, but they want to shift their focus and offer their program not just to kids who are at home, but to kids who are stuck in hospitals long term. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.